You don't think that I'm that girl. I won't be in your presence. It's simple.
Oh, okay. So anybody that looks at you as being regular, that's not the type.
Absolutely. This ain't nothing regular. Do I look regular?
Yes.
All right, fellas. Let's break down this ridiculous nonsense.
My name is Nikki B., also known as Dr. Nikki Burnett. I am the confidence coach, originally from Chicago. I operate in being confident, knowing my self-worth, helping women to set boundaries and understand where they are and where they're going.
Not gonna happen.
So what I've learned with a lot of women is that their value or standards actively increase as their value goes down. So like you'll notice like the, and I don't even want to say age because there are some women that are aging like fine wine, right? But
like me.
Shit. You need some confidence coaching because what you just displayed there is not confidence, it's arrogance. And hubris, if you will. I learned that word recently. I'm proud of myself.
The body count will go up. The body won't be what it used to be. The personality is lackluster, but the older they get, because they feel as though they've learned from their experience and they want to put their standards here, but the value was here. Like, how do you feel about that?
I feel as though when you get older, you're supposed to get better.
Mm.
Right? So if you're not getting better, you're not doing the work. Because when you have learned from your mistakes, the key is to not do it anymore, right?
For sure.
Right. So when I find women who find themselves just a little confused on what they need to do, next steps and all of that, that's what I'm here for, to help you kind of redefine your identity, to find yourself and understand what's important.
Listen to Auntie on this one.
Because I can't do the same things that I did 10 years ago.
Okay.
Prior to this recording, we talked about that. I'm not surrounding myself around the people that's doing the same old thing, expecting a different result.
Women can get better with time and age in some areas, but in most areas, women get worse with time and age. Looks, fertility, personality, mental health,
etc., 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 etc.
You had to have some expectation. And guess what? If you're not doing these things for yourself, when a man does come in doing these things, he's going to think he owns you. Because, yeah, he is. Because he's going to...
If I'm paying for everything, do I want...
Well, ain't nobody owning me.
Well,
okay?
I'm just...
All right. And I'm just letting you know.
I'm not trying to own you, but go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to the question.
Speak to the camera.
Okay? But I'm speaking to you, and I'm giving you eye contact so you know.
Who the hell wants to deal with a woman like that?
The men tell me I act like a nigga.
So we can already tell she's super masculine and super combative. But yeah, and I looked you in your eye when I said it too. I'm giving you eye contact. No, I'm talking to you. This is a guy in a woman's body.
Let's go back into not having daddy issues. I have been wined and dined by my dad as a kid. So I'm not expecting a man to treat me to $200 dinners, 5-course deal meals, and I've never experienced it for myself. I don't think that's fair to the man.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
Fathers who spoil their daughters ruin their daughters. Nothing spoiled is good. Spoiled milk, spoiled kids, spoiled rotten. It's not a positive. So when dads spend all this money and buy all these designer clothes and this is how a man supposed to treat you, baby, and we going to Paris and all that, you're just turning your daughter into a materialistic gold digging.
You mean it? Thanks, mister.
My rebuttal would be for that is he's your father. He's supposed to. Maybe I don't find you as interesting or as impressive as your father found you. So like did he prepare you for that part as well?
Well, if you don't find me interesting and you don't think that I'm that girl, I won't be in your presence. It's simple.
Oh, okay. So anybody that looks at you as being regular, that's not the type.
Absolutely. This ain't nothing regular. Do I look regular?
Yeah. I'm just listening. I'm just asking.
I mean, am I missing something here?
No, I'm just
ain't
asking.
Not the regular smuggler about this.
Somebody done told you wrong.
What do you bring to the table?
I am the table.
But once again, but what do you bring? Just the table.
I bring value. I bring energy. I bring belief. My presence.
What is that?
My network.
It's so surface level. I want you
it's,
like
it's
that,
not
like
surface level. Level.
Because what I'm saying is I don't see it like to the naked eye. So I want you to tell me, what do you bring to the table besides the table?
Wait, so I don't like when men
price has tables. So what kind of table are you?
So
what
that table do you that's a trigger for me. I don't like when men. Yes.
Doing my job.
You know what you're doing. I don't like when men ask, what do you bring to the table?
Ever feel like giving up on something? Like it's the only way to solve a problem? Well, most times, quitting only make things worse.
I laugh at all my own jokes, I'm violent, and I'm conceited as f***.
Nobody on YouTube break down female nature and manipulation tactics like me, RB Sensei. So if you want to stay up on your game, or you just want to be entertained, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Like and comment, too, will help the channel grow. Let's get back into this ridiculous nonsense.
That's a great idea!
The reason why it triggers so many women when a man asks what you bring to the table, because they know they don't bring anything to the table, and it reminds them how worthless they really are to a man. That's why women can't stand questions in general after 30, because when they start talking for long, and you're not mesmerized by their youthful beauty anymore, you're going to start, like, getting at them, like, why are you saying stupid shit?
Are you tall? I'm just, and I see that. I
mean, come on, so, now. So no, a lot of men can't, we ain't gonna get it to that.
Right.
A lot of men can't handle when you're taller than them. A lot of men have the Napoleon complex because they feel inferior because they ain't get the height. I'm sorry that my daddy was 6'6", and my son is 6'5". Listen, we have great genes around here. Successful Black women, I would have to say a lot of us do lead with our accomplishments, and then a lot of us realize after being married or after being in a relationship for so long that we really just don't need y'all, and we only need y'all for sex or a few dollars.
Why the fuck are you lying?
If you're such a boss and you get all this money and you a hustler, why do you need a man for a few dollars and you could buy your own Birkins and take yourself on trips? She was on the right track. She was like, because we lead with our accomplishments, and then she realized, oh wait, that's accountability. Can't say that.
I've met some men that's well-to-do, that respects women, that honors women, but I don't know about spectacular.
Do you like men?
Yeah, I'm not gay.
Okay, no, not in that sense, but maybe like a small dislike?
No, I love men. I'm a boy mom.
Are you single?
I am. Very single and very happily single.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
There are four words that you will never hear me say in this life or the next. And those four words are, I love Black men. You will never hear me say that.
A woman who's genuinely content with being single, she don't gotta qualify it right after she says she's single. She could just be like, yep, I'm single. And just sit there with it in silence. Like, yep, I'm single. And not say anything after that. That's a woman who's confident in her singleness. Not a woman who instantly gotta say, yeah, I'm single, but I'm happy single.
We're the leftovers, Kendra.
Who's the leftovers?
We're the leftovers, and I saw it. I read an article.
Who's the we? Who's the we?
They said that anybody above the age of 30 are leftovers.
Honey, I'm not a leftover or nothing. I'm a specialist. So let me tell you something. I'm trying to be kind.
It's the difference between being happily single and being single.
Really?
It is. Absolutely. So happily single means that you are happy and whole without having a man, right? And I think that I've come to that realization and where I'm at because I have been married for a long part of my life. More than half of my life I was married. So I now see that I don't need a man to complete me. I don't need a man to make me happy because I love myself. I have my own life. I have my own projects and goals.
This is sad.
I'm gonna get you real soon.
Saying I have a bunch of friends and I got careers and I'll read books, that doesn't fill the void of a romantic partner. Saying how you're fulfilled in all these other five areas of your life, it doesn't change the fact that there's a void in that aspect of your life.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.